Paul W. Smith Show. News Talk 760 WJR.
Good Thursday morning to you. It's the 19th of May, the 139th day of 2022. There are 226 days left in the year. Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. And it's a special gift for us today because not only do we have the team on duty and serving you in this final hour, as we have in the past a few times, we have accommodated the great Mitch Albom and his Say Detroit Radiothons that he does. And a long while ago, he asked if he could offer the opportunity for people to come in, sit in on the studio with us, and he kind of worked that into kind of co-host the show with us. And we're okay with that, especially when we have several co-hosts in the studio, and they are fine people who are soon to be family. I'll get into those details as we go along. But I'm happy with Sean in the studio and Ann Thomas in the booth over there with Dortch. Do you like that, Eric? Is that okay?
He's been calling me it for so long.
Sean's been calling you Dortch for a long time, so we'll call you Dortch.
Yeah.
Along with Ray and John Ebbing. Ray is a regular listener. Ray, I don't know if your mic's on or not, but Ray?
By all means. I listen to you every morning, Paul, and very much enjoy it. So,
well, you can stay here as long as you like. Now, you've started this company with your brother, John, and the company is Detroit Edge Tool.
Detroit Edge Tool Company. And Paul, I have to correct her right from the beginning.
Already?
We did not start the company.
Okay.
The company's been around since 1885.
Well, I guess you didn't start it.
No, right.
Okay.
And it's actually a five-generation company.
Well, you know what? Ann told me this is a fifth generation coming up, which we have not introduced yet. But the fifth generation, you're right. I'm sorry. So regardless, I love great family businesses.
I know it.
And to get to a fifth generation means you're a pretty special family. Because, frankly, they say, what is it, Sean? They say by the third generation, things start to fall apart.
That's true.
It is true.
So by keeping these boys tied up and hidden in the building, everything has worked out. These boys being, after we have Ray and John Ebbing, their sons Patrick and John Ebbing. So, Patrick.
Yes.
Does everyone have to have a beard at this fifth generation? Because I'm noticing you both have beards, and I did grow my beard back. But
just trying to look a little older, Paul.
Okay. You know, that always kills me. Guys who look young try to look older, and those of us who were born looking like I was 35 have always tried to look younger. You'd have no idea how lucky you are that you look young.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, they'll understand later, right? He'll understand later as he gets old. How old are you?
33. And Johnny as well.
Yep.
You're both 33.
Correct.
Did the brothers make a plan, or this is a close family business. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to have you here, Patrick, and John Ebbing. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. And wait a second. You're in here. Or no, go get on your microphone. Okay. Yeah. The rest of the story is that we are talking. I made this thing about soon to be family. The fact of the matter is, though I had not met John Ebbing, the younger, I've seen him on Instagram often because I see him with Veronica Battersby. Remember, Ann Thomas's name is Ann Thomas Battersby. Veronica, one of her lovely daughters, is about to marry Johnny. She calls you Johnny, so I'll call you.
And that keeps it easier between senior.
Yeah, because John and Johnny. Yeah. So you guys are getting married when?
August 20th.
Oh, my. It's coming up.
Wow.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited.
No, you should be nervous. All right. I mean, you can be excited and nervous, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll be nervous the morning of and the week leading up to it, for sure.
Everybody will be nervous the morning of. Yeah. So Johnny is marrying Veronica Battersby. Now, Johnny's mother, Bridget, is married to John, obviously, and is Mary Callahan Lynch's sister.
Yep.
Mary Callahan Lynch sings every year on our St. Patrick's Day party. I mean, the familial connection here is rather incredible.
Wow.
And when you bid on this opportunity at one of Mitch Albom's fundraisers, you didn't even know that Ann was our executive producer.
That's exactly right, Paul. I had no idea.
Wow.
Which I do want to talk to Ann about after the show, saying, wait, you don't even tell people what you do? Are you embarrassed to say you're my executive producer? Ann, you never mentioned this?
Well, I think it's the whole Battersby. Ann Thomas, I didn't put two and two together. I mean, I knew Ann Thomas was part of WJR.
As a listener, but you don't think of her as Ann Thomas because her last name is really Battersby.
Exactly.
And a wonderful family, too.
Oh, Battersby. My. This must be, from everything I hear about you guys, you're a wonderful family. And I can guarantee you they're a wonderful family.
Absolutely.
So when wonderful families come together, it's fabulous. Detroit Edge Tool Company, fifth generation, started in 1885. And what kind of products do you make?
So, Paul, we manufacture shear blades, for industrial shear blades, for the scrap recycling and demolition industries, as well as wear components for the machine tool, automotive, and aerospace, agriculture, steel industries. Those are referred to as machine ways and rails. And these components, these machine rails, mount to the base of a machine, and the table rides back and forth and in and out on our rails. They're hardened and ground precision rails. And then the head of the machine rides up and down. So those are kind of a...
And those are, I know nothing about what you're talking about, but I'm going to say those, I can figure that those are important operations, and companies rely on those operations happening smoothly, regularly, and every time they're asked to do them, you need them to do them. So Detroit Edge Tool Company must have a phenomenal reputation of doing a good job with that equipment.
Paul, we do. And I think as important as any of that are the people that do those jobs. Our employees are second to none. It's high-precision machining, and we couldn't do it without the people that work for us. They're the best.
That's nice of you to say. And these guys are going to stay with us the whole hour here, and I appreciate that. Quick question, Patrick and Johnny. Did either of you ever think of not going into the family business?
Yeah, so I actually worked down in Kansas for a commodity and energy company and pursued that. And then our VP of sales retired, and I came back, and I always kind of wanted to come back. So,
and for me, I actually went to school to be a teacher and was working in the summers out in the shop. It was more or less a here's a hard work job that you're never going to want to do. And I actually learned to love it and became a very good CNC machinist.
We heard from Patrick first. That was Johnny. And without them, there wouldn't be a fifth generation.
You got it,
in
Paul.
This great family business. As we continue on a Thursday morning edition, or as Ann likes to say, Friday Eve edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 8:15. Good Thursday morning to you, the 19th of May. Here at 8:21, we're enjoying very much our special guests, Ray and John Ebbing, the dads, and their sons, Patrick and Johnny Ebbing, these are the folks that own Detroit Edge Tool Company that started in 1885. Now they're in their fifth generation, Patrick and Johnny. And it's a great company from everything I've learned so far, Detroit Edge Tool Company. They were very generous in buying the opportunity to join us this hour on the Mitch Albom Radiothon. And we've had a few people doing that. And Annie, I think we have a few more, because for a couple of years we couldn't have anybody here because we weren't here in the studio. So I am glad that you have done this. And Ray has been a very long time listener. And now I'm sure his brother John and the sons, Patrick and Johnny, will feel guilted into listening more often.
Yeah, that's right.
Are there any other generations coming to us from, well, Johnny not yet, because he's about to get married to Veronica Battersby, Ann's lovely daughter. They're getting joined in matrimony come August. But are there other kids? Patrick, do you have any kids? Are anybody?
Yeah,
who...
we have my wife and I have two daughters, Rachel and Collins Marie, and Sophia and Collins Marie. Sophia's actually been to Detroit Edge and sat in my seat, so that's the sixth generation.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I have a Sophia. How old is your Sophia?
She's six.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine just turned 19. She was born the day after I turned 50 on April 18th. I had my birthday, but April 19th, she turned 19. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm still 50. But anyway, well, it's great to see you and to meet you. And I want to just find out some of your thoughts. And I'll start with you, Ray. What are your concerns right now with this great country of ours? I know that you're a patriot, or you wouldn't listen to this show. So what are your concerns? I got a lot of them, but what are yours?
Well, Paul, you know, from a business owner standpoint, business is very, very good. And the problem is people. We're having a very difficult time finding skilled people. That being said, we've really worked hard in getting involved in the high schools. We got involved in Roseville High School. We have a plant in Roseville, Michigan, and we're headquartered in Detroit, the northeast side. But finding those good, skilled people is very, very difficult. So we've decided that we're going to train. And we've got a very good crew of people, journeymen, that are willing to train. And so that's my first thought, at least selfishly from a business standpoint.
How many employees do you have?
We've got about 75.
Great.
Total employees between the two facilities.
And these are good jobs, I'm guessing.
Paul, they're very good jobs. You can make a very, very good career. And, you know, what's nice about it is there's plenty of people that don't want to go to college. And so.
And don't need to.
And don't need to. Exactly right. And we've had a lot of people retire from Detroit Edge Tool after 20, 25, 30, 35, even 40 year
wow.
people. And we've got a very good 401k profit sharing, Paul. We've got incentive bonuses, a full medical plan. So it's a very good place to work.
Well, so if people want to inquire, is there a website or someplace you want to send them right now?
Yeah, DetroitEdge.com.
DetroitEdge.com, and you can get in touch and more information. And that voice is Patrick, young Patrick, of the fifth generation. And you're very proud of a lot of the work you do, but especially the work you do. Kind of, Sean, they kind of had a hand in changing sports, if you will.
Pretty cool background, yeah, Patrick. Tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of us take a lot of pride in the fact that we're a small family business and we participate in some really big businesses. And we like to say we helped rebuild the Detroit sports arenas. So our blades were involved in helping tear down the Joe Louis, the Palace of Auburn Hills, as well as the Silver Dome. And now we didn't rebuild the new facilities. But we helped tear down with some demolition companies our blades that we manufacture.
You couldn't build up until you tore down. So, that's interesting. This must be pretty fascinating blades, huh?
Yeah.
If they could help with the talent, that would be. Do you have a blade that can help increase some talent?
Oh, boy.
Can't do anything there.
Do you go to a lot of games? Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Johnny goes to, I don't know, a handful of Red Wings games.
Hockey. I'm down there at the new LCA quite a bit.
Does Veronica go with you?
She does. She's turning into a hockey fan.
So women are hockey fans. We were just talking. Weren't we talking about that yesterday?
Absolutely.
Women really gravitate to hockey and hockey players. But I'm not sure what it is. Have you ever figured it out, Sean?
I think it's the kind of the rough aspect of it. I really do. I think that's part of it. You know, the bad boy, so to speak.
Well, you were a hockey player.
Yep. Yeah.
Notice he stopped right with him. Yeah. No, he stopped right there.
I put the bad in boy. I wasn't very good. But,
well, and John's son, Thomas, is also fifth generation. He's not part of the business, but he actually plays professional hockey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You must be proud.
Well, yeah, thanks, Paul. Thomas played at Michigan State University and then pursued his career in the professional levels with Lavelle Rocket of the Montreal Canadiens, and then currently with an ECHL team, the Reading Royals. So
excellent. I know Sean knows all about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sean's broadcast some of his high school games.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds? Look at all these crazy coincidences and connections.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's great to have you guys here. Stick around. We have to take care of some other business, but you're welcome to join in.
Great to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. God bless you. Nice to have you guys here. It's all part of the family here as we approach 8:29 on this Thursday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show. Ron Michno, the owner of Michno's Cafe in Redford Chowder Township, around town with Marygrove coming up. And you know, we always have goodies at the end of our conversation. Stay with us. Well, it's Thursday, so it's around town with Marygrove, thanks to Mike Fallahy. And at the end of this conversation, there is a giveaway that you'll be able to participate in. Dana, we have... the owner of Michno's Cafe in Redford, Charter Township, Ron Michno is on the line. Ron, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning, Ron.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
It sounds like they have a friendship here. you have a motto at Michno's Cafe, good food and better service. Money spends anywhere. So we try to do our best with customer service. I like that idea.
What else is there, right?
Right. I mean, the food is good, right?
Yes, it is.
And why don't you run us through your menu and your offerings and what you're most proud of?
Okay, well, we have a pretty typical menu for a bar, restaurant, you know, offering sandwiches, real good burgers. But our specialty has been over the years is our fish fries that we do on Friday. We do them every Friday of the year, and we've been doing it for 33 years. And we offer cod, lake perch, salmon, walleye, and you can get your walleye and cod grilled or deep fried, however you prefer it. And we do very well with our fish fries, and we're very proud of it.
I hear the grilled Cajun walleye is very popular.
Yes, it is.
Boy, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. They do the shrimp. They do all the fish. And you do that every Friday all year round.
Yes.
Give us a little history of your place.
Well, my grandfather opened up a bar in 1939, called it Michno's Cafe, and after World War II, my father and my uncle took the bar over, and they retired around 1990. And so when they retired, I had just purchased the bar in 1989. And so when they retired, I took the name to keep it going. And sometimes people get the term cafe mixed up, with a maybe an outside place where you'd be sipping coffee and eating pastries. But back in the day, a bar and tavern was very often referred to as a cafe, so I kept that name going.
Well, I'm glad you did, keeping it in the family. And you do a lot of outside stuff, which is how you got involved here with Marygrove, which we'll ask about in a moment. Are you hiring currently, like everybody?
Well, you know, we're always looking to hire. We're thinking of hiring a chef. We've been fortunate recently. We went through a long drought with not being able to hire anybody, and it seems like there are people out looking for jobs right now, which we haven't seen for months. So things look better.
Well, the government money is running out, so don't get me started. Anyway, so you're involved in the community, sponsoring local teams, member of the Redford Chamber of Commerce. Good for you, Ron Michno. We appreciate companies that are community-minded. How did you partner with Marygrove? What's that story?
Well, I can go back several years where we had a awning put on the front porch of our house, and we were very happy with that. And then when I bought my business, I had to put a new awning on the building, and I chose Marygrove again, and when we had to replace it, I got another Marygrove awning. And then during the pandemic, when everybody was getting business by having an outdoor patio, and they would be enclosed, which I did not have at the time, I thought that I was missing out, and I kind of jumped on the bandwagon a little bit late, but I finally did get an enclosed patio, which was done by Marygrove, and I'm very happy with it. And we have already had several planned bookings for our patio, and it's because it is now completely enclosed.
That's so beautiful.
We can use it all year round.
Expanded the size of your restaurant. That's fabulous. Don't forget, tomorrow and every Friday, the cod, lake perch, walleye, salmon, shrimp, all available, known for their fish fries. But the cod and walleye are served grilled or deep fried, and the grilled Cajun walleye, very popular there. And Dana, tell them what they get if they come by.
So the first 30 people who come into McNose mention Marygrove will receive a complimentary order of poppers on the house. What's in your poppers, Ron?
They're filled with cream cheese.
Stuffed jalapenos? In a crisp breading. That sounds delish. Now, if four people of the same family, last name Ebbing, comes, and they're there within the first 30, they're eligible, right?
Yes, sir.
We're on our way.
I know a family that might be on their way right starting at 9.
We like to eat.
We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, congratulations. Great to hear about your place. Dana and I will look forward to coming out and seeing you. Ron, we'll let you know when we're coming and say hi. Ron McNoe, the owner of McNoe's Cafe in Redford, Charter Township, around town with Marygrove. They're there at 25,524 Five Mile Road in Redford. And tell them you heard about it on WJR. Mention Marygrove Awning Beam of the first 30, and you are going to enjoy their rather famous poppers, the fabulous poppers with the cream cheese stuffed jalapenos in crisp breading. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dana, where are you going? Dana, wait until the show's over.
All right. I'm going to get to poppers.
I knew you would be. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Ron.
You too.
And thank you to Mike Fallahy for making this possible. 845 WJR. It's been a beautiful day. I mean, it is a beautiful morning. I see dark clouds, but I see more sunshine than dark clouds. And we've had the Ebbing family a couple of generations, dads, Ray and John Ebbing, and their sons, Patrick and Johnny. They own the Detroit Edge Tool Company that started in 1885. They're hiring. Look to DetroitEdge.com, DetroitEdge.com. And we have a familial connection in that Johnny Ebbing is going to be marrying Veronica Battersby, and reminding you that Ann Thomas's real name is Ann Thomas Battersby, and they're getting married, and it's a wonderful story in August. I've only known Johnny through seeing the love and fun time that they've been having on Instagram. I see the pictures from time to time, and I'm very protective of Ann's children, but she told me you're a good guy, so we're okay with that. And we've been talking with him, and Ray has been the longtime listener, and we really appreciate that, Ray, but your brother John has a few things to say, too. I mean, you're kind of the quiet one, but I want to hear what you have to say. A couple of thoughts about the company and about even these United States. These are four wonderful patriots sitting across from Sean and I.
You're here.
Well, thanks, Paul. And, you know, Ray put this all together, and so he and Patrick are in more of the sales side of the things. Johnny and I are more in the manufacturing, so we tend to be a little more quiet, I think, at times. But you know, I did want to just talk about history. You know, we're talking a lot about family and history today.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit Edge Tool Company has been around for so long. We've been through various wars and pandemics, and the most recent COVID pandemic has been no exception. We've been able to manage to stay in business through all of these ups and downs.
Wonderful.
Excuse me. We've had many of them. We were deemed essential during the COVID pandemic, And we're thankful to be able to be in so many different industries. Patrick mentioned the scrap and demolition, the machine tool side of things. So we are fortunate that through ups and downs, when one industry is up, another one might be down, and Detroit Edge Tool Company has been able to flourish through that. The other thing that I did want to talk a little bit more about, you know, you've been mentioning family with the Battersby's, the Callahan connection. Family doesn't stop there at Detroit Edge Tool Company. We do boast and we do really talk about how our employees are part of the family.
I picked up on that, yeah.
You know, Ray mentioned we have had so many longtime employees, 20, 30, 40 years. I would tell you in the hiring process, we do bring in people. We're willing to train. We have veteran people that will welcome young people in that don't know the trades, don't know anything about machine tool industry, how to run our equipment. But we have a wonderful family within our family at Detroit Edge Tool Company willing to train people.
So this is what you're saying. I mean, what I'm hearing you say is this is an opportunity, John, Ray, the dads here, for somebody who might be lost a little bit, not exactly sure what they want to do. They like working with their hands. They like the idea of getting some free training, on-the-job training, and having a career they maybe never even thought of. This sounds to me like a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, and Paul, you saw our video, correct?
I did.
Yeah, and we put that together. And actually, Johnny, myself, and Carla went up and gave a presentation to Roseville High School that has a CTE program, which is more of a trade school. And we got a lot of interest from the kids. It was really exciting. In fact, Johnny and I have reached out to several of them this week. We've got interviews lined up. And what a cool opportunity to have high school kids that want to get involved, get in the trades. College wasn't for them, and they can make a great career without going into debt by going to college.
Listen, you've just put your finger on the whatever the expression is, the nail. You hit the nail on the head, whatever. There are people who feel pressured to go to college in this society that don't really want to go. And they feel they're going to be put down, not when they're making a really good living and don't have a bunch of debt. You'd be amazed at how far that goes in fixing that problem. I look, when I went to school, I couldn't afford to go to a four-year college. I went to community college and was put down for it. I mean, I was made to feel less because I was in a community college. I was lucky enough to be able to transfer after my two-year degree to the University of Michigan, of which I will be forever grateful for and will always be thankful and a fan of that great school. But whenever I've talked to kids in schools, the biggest applause line is when I say, and when I graduated University of Michigan, because I worked full-time for those first 2 years in radio and at the Holiday Inn Monroe and anything else that I had to do, I usually had two or three jobs, and then graduated University of Michigan, which I still worked through U of M, driving to Toledo to be on the radio every weekend. I graduated without debt. You'd be amazed at the reaction that that gets. Now, of course, we have an administration that thinks that you don't need to pay back that debt. What a great lesson that is for kids to learn. Oh, you have debt. Don't worry about it. Someone's going to step in and have to pay it for you.
That example.
Don't get me going. Yeah. DetroitEdge.com might be the place for you or your son or grandson, niece or nephew to work. DetroitEdge.com. I can tell you this. Ray and John Ebbing and their sons Patrick and Johnny make me feel like it's a great place to work. And it's been an honor to meet you. Thanks for your philanthropy on Mitch's Radiothon that brought you into our studio. I'm glad we met. We'll see you at the wedding.
Paul, thank you for everything you and Ann and Mitch and Sean, the whole WJR team, do for this community. All the philanthropy you guys do, it's amazing. Thank you very, very much.
Very nice of you to say, and Ray will be back tomorrow to say it again. What? No, we got to go.
Can I say real quick?
Real quick.
Hello, Mom and Dad, Nancy and Pete.
Regards, Paul W. Smith.